Blog Talk Radio.
Of Abraham that's telling
the divine doctrine of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for having a peculiar people like yourself, my extended church family, my kinship family, my friends and followers and doers and do-writers of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. I thank God for you tuning in tonight and listening in with the old ship of Zion. And so I would like to let you know that if you have any prayer requests, any prayer petitions that you want to place at the feet of God, if you have any emails that you would like to send to the old Ship of Zion program, I would have you to submit your comments and your emails to JaniceAllAboutGod@yahoo.com. We welcome your comments. We welcome if you, my listening digital audience, this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God. We would love to hear a respondent from you. And so without any further ado, I am asking you that will to bow your heads as we go down in prayer to give God reference on tonight. For God's word tells us in everything, hallelujah, give thanks. And so we're going to go down in prayer at this present moment. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Coming together from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrim through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins, God. Lord, I'm asking you, God, Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, hallelujah, words of wisdom to deliver to those that are hurting deep within the heart, deep within the pit of their souls. Father God, I would be so grateful and so mindful to give your name all the glory and thanks. These and other blessings we ask in thy son Jesus' name. And we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I will be with you, hallelujah, my listening audience on tonight, 30 minutes prompt. So I'm going to get right on down to the word of God without any further ado. I hope and pray that you get your comfortable seat, get your pillow to a posture, put behind your posture as to sit down and enjoy the divine word of God. For God said that God had his table spread, God. And we know that the feast of the Lord is yet going on around this country. Hallelujah. God has got his people designated in every crack and every crevice of this universe that's telling the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you. And as I always state, whenever opportunity presents itself, I want to take this time, I want to take the opportunity, and I want to take this digital stage to let you know, my Lord and faithful listeners out there in digital radio land, that God loved you, number one, and I love you, number two, for being a faithful and prudent listener of the old Ship of Zion. And as I first stated, and I will always state, that God loves obedience. And he said that obedience is better than sacrifice. So in your obedience, God has posted mark, delivery, engraved with your name on it for your obedience. And I just thank God for you. And so we're going to go right now into our program. And our theme on tonight is sovereignty. Hallelujah. Now we know that when Jeremiah heard about the condition of Jerusalem and the Jewish remnant, he was devastated. How could this happen, he said, to a once glorious city and a great nation? Now, we know that sometimes terrible things must happen to change the fortune of his people so dramatically that Nehemiah knew what it was. The people had sinned against God. And we know that sometimes, hallelujah, we think of sin as a harmless offense. And we may say, with a very real consequence after all, we may think that I'm the only person affected by my sin. But I'm here to let you know that if I get caught, you might say, but we find out that Jeremiah could testify to the tragic consequences of the sin of his people. And we find out that the whole nation had been devastated, and the city that stood as a symbol of God's greatness had become a disgraced wasteland. And as we survey the current state of this nation, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we find out, hallelujah, that we can be apt to weep and mourn. And we find out that many of our cities in today's society are becoming a waste heap. And many of our people are in a great affliction and reproach. But we read in the law of Jeremiah 1:3. But the reason is not only the plethora of psychological ills that are a byproduct of centuries of racism policy. And reason also includes sin, for which we are wholly responsible and for which we ought to confess to God, as Nehemiah did. We have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statute, nor the judgment, hallelujah, which thou commanded thy servant Moses. Down in verse 7, and we find out that as we seek to rebuild our communities, we need to pay heed to Jeremiah's mark before we sought to relocate a single person or lay hands on a single brick. Nehemiah confessed Judah's sin to the Lord. We need to confess our individual and corporate sins, hallelujah, as well, recognizing our responsibilities for our present stature and restoring our relationship with our God. When we find out that only when we have restored that relationship with community restoration be possible. Now, I want to ask you one question. You that are out there in my digital radio listening audience on tonight, have you ever come to the end of yourself and recognize that there is a God and you are not him? Seems to me that where Jeremiah finds himself, if he sat down and wept and mourned for many days, that's in the law of Jeremiah 1:4. He needs to know that not only there was a God, but there was a God who was totally in control of this world. Nehemiah had received bad news about his people, and they were in great distress, and the city he loved was in ruin. Instead of rushing to fix the situation, return to the sovereign God, who is all-knowing and all-powerful. He said, I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who you love and observe your commandments. That's in the law of 1 and 5. Then he poured out his heart. In Nehemiah, there is a picture of what you can do when your world crumbles. Hallelujah. Instead of rushing to intervene in the problems, turn to, hallelujah, the only one who can fix it. Hallelujah. Acknowledge who God is and confess your sins. He said, if we agree with him that we are wrong, then he forgive us and cleanse us. That's in the law of 1 John 1 and 9. Then tell him everything we are feeling. He is in control of the whole world, so he can do something about the whole world. More importantly, he can do something about your world. Hallelujah. There will be time enough for you to get into the situation to do what you can do. But before that, is it important to involve the sovereign God of this universe, who has the big picture in view? He longs for his beloved ones to invite him to the rescue. Nothing pleased him more, hallelujah, than a servant that is willing to acknowledge, hallelujah, that God is in existence. He still sits on the throne. He still, hallelujah, has his hand appointed over the heavens, high up above the earth. And then he rules over the world here below. If only we will stop trying to do God's work for him and allow God to do his work through us, then and only then will we be a people after God's own eye. We will be a peculiar people that's loved by the Almighty God. And God will bless you in every aspect of your life when you put God at the center, forefront of your life. And I'm asking you today, you that have not put God at the center, forefront of your itinerary, I'm asking you tonight to make God number one on your list, and everything else will fall in place. If you make God number one on your list, God will make you number one. God will move mountains on your behalf. I'll tell you, I have sat on this morning. I've been on the floor since about 4 a.m. this morning, just meditating and talking to God. And when it seemed like that I just didn't know what I wanted to do, if I wanted to just sit and read the Word of God, or if I wanted to go to my computer and get online and just, you know, do some threads and just minister a little bit to my friends and constituents. So I decided to go to my computer and do some banners and put up some threads and some encouragement to those that was in my digital arena. And then I started to encounter some malfunction with my laptop. It just started to doing its own thing. And it started to just malfunction to where it didn't want to put up my posts. And it didn't allow me to find my banners that I have in various files. It just started to just malfunction, and it started to really make me, you know, kind of upset. And I began to start praying the prayer of faith. And I said, God, I am doing the work that you had set before me. I said, God, I want you to reach your hand down from heaven to earth and touch this mechanical piece of art. God, I want you to touch this computer right now, God. And I want you to make it act right. And I'm here to tell you, those of you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, I'm not talking about God waited 30 minutes after I prayed. God waiting an hour after I prayed. God waiting a week after I prayed. But I'm talking about when you are vigilant with God and your prayers are going to God and you are living the life that you sing about. You are living the life that you're praying about. Then God will reach his sovereign hand down from glory, up from glory, down to this place we call planet Earth. And I'm here to tell you, saints of God, and you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, God touched that computer instantaneously. I saw God just use his authority with the spiritual naked eye. And I'll tell you, I just sit there at my desk and I just raised my hand toward heaven and I said, God, I thank you because you hear me when I pray. And so if you are real with your position with God, with your lifestyle with God, then God will act on your behalf when you ask God to do something for you. God will not hesitate to come in, he said, and he will heal our land. So if God can heal this mortal body, God can heal these mechanical devices that he has enabled us to partake of, use of, right here on planet Earth. If God can touch a human body that is reckoned with cancer, tuberculosis, hallelujah, and whatever disease that your body is racked with, I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight that we serve a sovereign God. This is our theme tonight. We're talking about sovereignty. So I am talking about a sovereign God that we serve, a God that don't discriminate. If God can heal, hallelujah, Job, that his body was wrecked with sores and balls and discomfort. If God can heal Job, God can heal you. God can heal me. God is just a whisper, prayer away. So I would urge you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight to be diligent in your service with God. Let God know that you mean business. And when you tell God that you're going to do something, do it. Try your level best to come through. And if it be a time, because we always have encounter attacks in our life that will hinder us from doing our scheduled program or our scheduled, engagement that we have appointed unto God. But we can also go to God and tell God, God, I'm sorry that I didn't get to make that engagement. And you can tell your listening digital audience that you encounter difficulties. Sometimes we encounter life difficulties. Sometimes we encounter digital difficulties. But as long as you come back and make that right, then God will look at you in a different light. And the people will look at you in a different light as well. And they will know that you are a man, a woman of your spiritual word. And that's what God is looking for on today. God is looking for people that will be about God's business. I'm here to tell you on tonight, friends, saints of God, kinship, followers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, we are living in the final days before the end time, before God comes back to rapture his church. And so it's time out for playing church. It's time out for playing with God. For God is not a play creep. God is not an object that you can play with, that you can put on a shelf, you can put in your briefcase, you can put under your bed and lock away at your convenience time to pull him out. God is a God of everlasting. God is the same God yesterday, as he is today and forevermore. So I would challenge you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, that if you make God your choice, there is nothing that God won't do for you. I will stake my life on it. It's nothing that God won't do for you. What seems impossible with man, and that is impossible for man, but it's yet possible with God. We know that all things are possible with him that believes. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I have said something to demagnetize your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.